Hey, it's Steve Sellers from the Hold Steady, and you're listening to the Hood Rat Recap.
Dana, I don't get depressed anymore. So possibly December at the Delaware shore. Maybe missing numbers on the motel doors. The toy section at this drugstore. Otherwise, I'm pretty much cured. Been getting out of bed before noon now. Gonna find a new place pretty soon now. The whole thing's moving uptown.
We got bored, so we started a podcast about the best bar band in the land, man. This is the Hood Rat Recap, and we are back. And this is Flashcast, baby. So we got the Unified Scene's very own King of Queens, Gasper. And we got Kevin as whenever is here. And we're here to talk the big news, new release today. Guys, what do you think of the new song?
Big day today, man. This is the release of the first song of Craig Finn's sixth record. The record's going to be called Always Been. And we just got People of Substance. You guys give it a listen yet?
I did give a listen. I have to say, as a guy who didn't see any of the solo shows, I don't know if this is one of the songs he was playing that you guys might have heard, but this is a very cool song. The tonality of it, I always kind of worry when singers go out from their bands that it's going to sound too similar, but this clearly, you can hear the difference. And that's probably a lot has to do with the work of the War on Drugs' Adam Granduchel. He came in and produced it. And I got to say, this song sounds great. It's bright. It sounded great on my speakers. The lyrics are Craig, I mean, what's not to like about this song?
Yeah, it's real strong. He actually didn't play this at the show I saw. Mike, did he play it when you saw him?
No, and I was kind of surprised. I thought we were going to hear one of the three songs that, you know, that we kept hearing, but then we get a completely different song. This is the song number two, track number two on the new album, it looks like.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought for sure we were going to get Crumbs, because Crumbs is such a strong song, but this one's right up there with it, man. I was very impressed. There was some interesting talk on the Facebook group. Eric Johnson and Brian Cook and Andrew Livingston were discussing the song, and Eric Johnson brings up, he hears some Touch of Grey in this from the Grateful Dead. And I got to say, I kind of agree. Like, I could see
it. Good take, Eric.
You know what? It's very funny. When I first heard it too, it kind of had that familiarity to it. And that's a great pull, Touch of Grey, because I was trying to put my finger on it. I knew it was an older song. And that's really, really a good pick, because I do hear it.
Yeah. And so Brian Cook adds that he thinks that's Adam's guitar work on that, because there's always a bit of Dead in the War on Drugs guitar work from him. So I could see that. But, dude, this song was great. And, like, right into the storytelling. Like, I mean, that's what we love Craig for. And it's definitely here.
You know, and getting into the storytelling, because you're such a big fan of the stories, even a quote that we got thanks to the folks at Big Hassle who shared the press release with us early. Basically, this was Craig's quote. "I believe this to be the most narrative record I have made. Most songs concern a protagonist who pursued a career as a clergyman despite a lack of faith. The record tells the story of his rise and fall and redemption while also filling out the details of his travels and the world in which he lives. I am very proud of what we've made. I hope you enjoy." That's his quote, which is, for him to feel this is his most narrative record he's made is pretty good, considering you have a narrative storyline that covers multiple records that you've been trying to chase with thumbtacks and strings. And here he is saying, gotcha, Gasper, this is the record. You want your thumbtacks? Just listen to this one.
Exactly. I mean, I've always said that Craig seems to get stronger and stronger as a solo artist on every record. And I think it's just following through here. It's everything I've heard from the record so far, both live and this song, have been so great. And I mean, his style right from the beginning, like, he throws us right. The two things he always says he does is he likes to throw us a character and, like, start talking about that character right away, as if you should know who they are. And right away we get Dana. So we're right in it. And also the geography. So we know we're talking about Dana and we're at the Delaware shore, and it just puts you right in it.
Yeah. Just to your point, Gasper, Craig's been saying in a lot of interviews lately that he loves picking a specific name, because it just brings you into the song so much faster. I think he first heard that when he was listening to Paul Simon. He just loved how he would throw a female's name in there. So here Craig is throwing Dana in there and gives you somebody to think about. So, yeah, I hear that, too. I heard the Touch of Grey sound to it. So, yeah, I love the song. I think it's very narrative.
Well, the interesting thing was, if you saw Craig's Instagram post when the song went live, he kind of added a little bit more than even the quote in the press release had, where he says he's been living with these characters for so long because he spent so much time with them that he kind of knows them better than any of the other characters in a story before, which,
wow,
that might be a little crushing to you, Gasper, considering how well Charlemagne and those folks kind of play Holly in your head rent-free. Like, yeah, like they live rent-free. So now is Dana and the characters on the new album going to be, you know, are the always been characters going to replace them for you?
I'm here for it. You know what I mean? Like that's one of the things I love about his style of writing. So, I mean, I'm here for the new characters and the new stories. I do really like, so do you think the title People of Substance, like there's a play on that, right? Obviously the narrator in the song is dealing with some sort of either substance abuse or alcohol abuse. It's not really clear of which, but like people of substance or people without any substance. Are we talking about the literal sense of like a people of substance, you know, someone who's established themselves, or are we talking about somebody who's holding?
Well, it's interesting because knowing Craig, I think the entendre is like the double meaning is purposeful. And I think it's both. I think it's probably knowing what he says that it's about a clergyman. I am sure it's a clergyman who feels like he's full of substance, but he's probably on a substance because most of the characters that he tends to talk about are somebody with a demon. And who better to kind of have a crazy demon in a story than a clergyman? To me, that's pretty interesting narrative just to begin with out of the box before we even know anything.
It's unclear whether, so is this the clergyman or is the clergyman on the record as part of the through line? Like, I'm not really sure.
In the press release, they say this is about a clergyman. I don't know if they specifically say it's in this song.
Right. I know that the clergyman, there's definitely a through line about the clergyman who becomes a clergyman lacking faith. And that's kind of the premise behind the record that he's playing with. But I don't know if this is, because there's always other characters on the record too. So I don't know if this is the clergyman or not. We'll have to wait to find out.
Yeah. Oh, I said I didn't hear the clergyman's storyline when I heard it with my own ears, but I thought one of the releases, maybe it was Rolling Stone saying the whole album's about that. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. But so I'm not sure if it is at this specific song. Yes.
Because, I mean, it kind of feels like you're dealing with a guy from a 12-step program, or at least about to enter a 12-step program. He's at that point where he's admitting he's got a problem and he's going to push to move forward. Like he says, he's going to move the whole thing uptown. But there's also at the same time, he's making excuses for himself, right? He's like, he starts off with saying, I'm pretty much cured now. And then he follows that up with, I've been getting out of bed before noon now. Like that's the big boasting thing that he's like, look how much better I am.
Yeah.
And that's throughout the song. There's some great lines.
And he said he's only down to drinking two date nights a week now, which
right.
Sounds like a slippery slope to me, but yes. Yeah.
So very often on these songs, like I zero in on a line that just hits me and that becomes my favorite line. Like, do you have one yet? Because I definitely have picked one.
I like the part, I'm going to screw it up. I think it's in the early, like the pre-chorus maybe, where he talks about he's going to make change, but he goes, it talks about, I never go out in the rain, but it's been raining for days. So it kind of like alludes to the fact, like, I want to make myself better and I'll go out if it's not raining. But it's, since it's raining, I'm just going to sit here and be like a schleb, which I think is great. And that's traditional, like Craig tell, like you want to cheer for the guy and like, oh, here's like the black cloud. Sorry. You would go out if it wasn't raining, but it hasn't stopped raining for
it's
days.
Been
so I'm
going to
just
day.
Hang out inside. Yeah.
Right.
I agree. That's the line that first hit me too. So I agree.
Yeah. All right. My favorite one right now is the umbrellas that you get from the drugstore always blow the wrong way. I think that's like the imagery there is awesome. And like, he's right. And like, well,
we're biased because we live in New York City and you can't not walk down the street in a rainstorm and see somebody's umbrella blowing the wrong way in New York City. It's just sort of par for the course. Tourists seem to get the worst umbrellas in the city. And so it's a funny visual that you picked up on it. I didn't even catch that because I was so hung up on the rain line. But I will say this, it's funny listening to where this song is in sort of Craig's space, because the music and everything, like it feels, it's kind of uplifting. And even getting into the Touch of Grey bit, like Touch of Grey is kind of like an upbeat, happy song. But lyrically, it's typical Craig where it's like, it's kind of like a thing. So maybe this is the clergyman talking to this person, Dana, just kind of saying how that is. Or maybe this is a totally other character, which we're going to need more from the record to figure it out. But like, right, looking at it that way, as a clergyman talking to a parishioner, it kind of is a different narrative. So I'll be curious to see, as the record comes out and we hear more of it, what exactly the person talking to Dana in this song, who that is.
Right.
Yeah. Now we know that Dana also just took a husband recently, too. So yeah. Right. Find out a lot of information in this song.
That part's interesting, too. It's like that hits that part of that Craig Finn style where it's, you know, the relationship between the guy and the girl in the song. And I mean, he says that part towards the end where he's like, I decided I'm going to back off now. And like two verses later, he decides he would call and check in, where like it's clear that like these two broke up. She wants some distance from him and, you know, all right, I'm going to back off. But like he's so needy and kind of almost making it her fault that like, yeah, but I'm going to check in, you know? And I love the way he's able to play with the lyrics like that. And like you get the picture of this guy of like who he is and what his problems are.
Yeah.
Even the line about the husband, it's like it's almost backhanded, right? He's like, right, he says, I heard you turn that old boy into a husband.
Well, and as the song keeps playing, like he kind of talks about there's a relationship somewhere at some point between this person talking to Dana, because he goes on to say, if I was good enough for you back then, you shouldn't be ashamed to bring me around your new friend. So like there was something between Dana and this person telling the story, whether it was a relationship, whether it was whatever, and maybe his substance abuse made it where he couldn't be, and he's, you know, she's gotten better than he has, and now this is where they are in the paths of their lives.
And it's just perfect, like you said, what does he talk about when he's substance? So is he trying to get better? Because the song ends, maybe you can put me in touch with some people of substance. Spent way too much time with people without any substance. So is he trying to meet better people, or is he trying to get back to meet people that can hook him up again with substances? Yeah.
Exactly. That's where it's back to that whole like, and all of this set to like the upbeat, happy.
And that's really
it's like happy dark.
It is. And so I think that's where it's so exciting. And look, it just kind of paints the picture for, you know, what Always Been is going to be out April 4th. We know that from the news that came out today. And, you know, there's 10 tracks on it. And
well, there's an 11th digital only track.
There's a digital only track called Shamrock.
Right. That's one that we've had for a while in the live sets. And it's great to get it now, but it's like it's a bonus track.
And it's only on the digital version. So if you buy the vinyl, you're going to have to still go on Apple or Spotify to hear it. You know,
I've already bought both.
But just for people that may not have heard, let's run down a little. Like the track list for Always Been is Bethany, People of Substance, Crumbs, which we've talked about, Luke and Leanna, who sounds like more characters to me, The Man I've Always Been, Fletcher's, could be a location, A Man Needs a Vocation, vocation ties to clergymen usually, so we got something there, I Walk with a Cane, Clayton, Postcards, and then Shamrock the Digital Only. So even just knowing the little bit we know, the titles even kind of play into, you literally have Bethany, Luke and Leanna, Clayton, like those are people's actual names. So that's four characters just in song titles that were getting thrown out. I would guess Fletcher's is a location.
Right. I remember he played Fletcher's and it was a great song. I'm trying to remember now. I was so hung up on Crumbs.
Well, I thought Fletcher's was the, Fletcher's is a bar on Lake Minnetonka. And the story does take place in Minnesota, but Fletcher was his buddy. So he went over to Fletcher's house. Fletcher's basement where they had the party.
You know, and it's good to know, like, for people that are excited, Craig's going to be on tour, so we should give his tour dates a plug. He's doing a bunch of dates with Bob Mould.
I am super jealous. That would have, just to watch him tour with Bob Mould would be amazing. And I'm not even a big Bob Mould fan, but like I know what Bob Mould means to him. That's going to be so cool. That kicks off April 1st and they are in San Diego.
Yeah, and release date is L.A., so you could always go and bring in the record Friday the 4th in Los Angeles.
I was going to invite you guys or any of our listeners. He's playing April 15th. He's playing in Codfish Hollow Barnstormers. I just love that name. It's in Marquota, Iowa. So if you want to go to Iowa with me, I think Marquita? Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Marquita.
Yeah. That's a lot of words.
I should know my Native American names and I still screw it up. But if anybody wants to go along with me on the way down there, I might stop. And speaking of singers that wear glasses, I might stop at the Buddy Holly crash site on the way down there because it's pretty cool. It's in the middle of a, it's an unofficial, it's not an, a real play, it's not a real memorial, but they have like the giant glasses, like the 3 foot glasses are on a post out in the middle of the farm field. So if anybody wants to go with me, I might hit that on the way down there. I thought that'd be kind of,
I mean, for anybody who's interested, we'll put the link in the show notes, but there's all kinds of pre-orders. There's digital pre-saves. We'll put the link for everybody to check out so they can get their copy. I'm sure Gasper's already bought the one with the headband.
So it's a colored vinyl and it comes with a companion book. So I have that. It's the yellow vinyl and it looks super sexy. A couple other things to mention about this record. In addition to Adam and the members of War on Drugs, Kathleen Edwards is back, which she's always an added bonus to Craig's solo work, and Sam Fender, UK singer-songwriter. So excited to hear what he adds to the record as well. Did you guys check out some of the images that it mostly came out in Craig's posts, but it's like the photography work around the record. It's always so interesting. Like, you know, the for example, they used that photographer for Open Door Policy and that great shot of the laundry room from the outside. Mm-hmm. Which I actually have. I have the photograph at home. It's very similar to that, but that was Dan Monick is the photographer for this project, it looks like. So I'm excited to see how the record looks when you get the vinyl copy. It's going to be pretty cool.
Well, and they did a very cool thing, which I don't know if you guys saw. They did a cool thing with like a visualizer video on YouTube where if you see the album cover is a picture of Craig standing on a bridge overlooking a roadway. I can't tell if it's LA or wherever, but the visualizer for People of Substance is a camera that just films the cars going by and people walking along that bridge. And then every so often they pop the photo of Craig up along the same line, eye line, where it looks like he's standing there, even though they didn't have him there for the length of the song. So that image of that background is apparently important enough that that's the full visualizer of People of Substance on YouTube and his album cover. So,
right.
And it's a very cool image.
It was pretty cool. And I was trying to figure out what roadway that is. I'm assuming it's California.
It looks like a overpass over California because you can almost see like a palm tree.
They recorded the record in Burbank, California at On Cue Studio. So I'm assuming they probably...
That could be a road right there because a lot of those, that overpass looks very LA. So that's why I guessed that right away.
So now I've never been out to California. Like, Kev, I know you have been. No clue on where that might be.
I mean, there's the 405, there's the 10. Like, if I could see what that sign in the background is, that looks like where it says whatever, it could be anything. It could say Los Angeles, could say San Francisco, could say San Diego. You might get an idea, but because it's blurred out and just, you know, he's the focus. It's very hard to see. I'll see if we can get a look at it. But
be an interesting trivia question.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Monick also did the PR photo, which I don't know if you saw in the press release, is him hanging out in front of Burrito King. So, you know, and King Liquor, which is probably, you could Google those locations and figure out where that photo was taken. But I'm going to guess that was also L.A., so
you know what? I'm going to leave this to the listeners. Let's see if you can come up with where was the album cover, because that's going to be the album cover, right?
Well, the album cover is the overpass, but there's also then the publicity photo. They'll have an easier time with the publicity photo if they see that one of him in front of the car, because that has real locations. That blurred out image could be anything. Unless people know the graffiti on that. There's that handrail that has graffiti behind them. Like, if you're that good, that's, you know what? I would give you a poster for that because that's pretty impressive.
There is a guy on YouTube, I can't remember his name, but like, you'll take a picture of yourself, you know, in front of a Blockbuster video, and then he'll figure out exactly what city, what town, what neighborhood, which direction you were standing. Yeah.
You're talking about Jose Monkey. I know exactly who it is. He's big on TikTok too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fact that you know that, because I
have
I don't
a wealth
know
of
Monkey.
Useless information.
Jose Monkey should put you on his payroll.
So we got Brian, well, he calls himself Spunky Comstock because he's Spunky Comstock from the 70s versus the 80s podcast. He left us a little review here, and it's kind of flavored in the with classic rock, as he is great at doing. So should we give that a little listen?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, music fans, this is Spunky Comstock from the 70s versus 80s podcast, and I was asked to listen to Craig Finn's newest release, People of Substance, and look at it through the eyes of an Allman Brothers fan, since I barely know of the Hold Steady and Craig Finn's work, but I was asked to listen to it, and here are my thoughts. Number one, I listened to it a few times. I took off my Allman Brothers fan hat. I put on my Jimmy Buffett fan hat. This is a very much a modern Jimmy Buffett take. He's a great songwriter, great storyteller. This is the story of someone that's kind of now aging out of their youthful years and into a more introspective year and wanting to surround themselves with good people. It's a more upbeat than Jimmy Buffett. I always call that white people reggae. This is kind of more of a modern take, more of that 80s and 90s kind of replacement sound. Angst-filled, not quite grunge. Wonderful song, fantastic lyrics. This guy can write lyrics. A little bit of a guitar solo keeps the Allman Brothers fan in me happy. Fantastic song. Really like the way this guy writes songs. And that's the perspective of Spunky Comstock from the 70s versus 80s podcast. Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't pick up on the Jimmy Buffett. I guess I didn't know that Jimmy Buffett late in his career had a retrospective where he is less party-like and kind of being more retrospective on his partying days. I didn't know that, but thank you to Spunky Comstock. Of course, he would know that. So did you guys pick up on the Jimmy Buffett vibes at all on that?
No, I thought that was pretty cool, though. Like, and the way he put it is more of like an 80s modernized version of it. And I could kind of hear that now. So that was a pretty good review.
It's interesting, too, because talking about Touch of Grey, like if you didn't really know, Touch of Grey does have little sonics that would remind you a bit of a Jimmy Buffett in it.
Right.
With the, there's, I don't know if it's a xylophone or whatever's going on in that. There's a little bit of like a tinky sound in Touch of Grey. So I could see that. It's sort of a cool comparison because, you know, not that I usually see myself sitting on an island beach listening to Craig Finn. But if there was a song, People of Substance would be the one that I would want to have a margarita to.
So, yeah, it's interesting to hear from Spunky Comstock because he's not a Hold Steady fan. He's not a Craig Finn fan. But so it's interesting to hear somebody come into it fresh and hear their impressions. And it seems like he liked it quite a lot. So
that was kind of fun. And so the other interesting thing about the Touch of Grey thing in his review is, like he said, it's kind of like an 80s modernized version of the Jimmy Buffett thing. And Touch of Grey would have come out in the late 80s for the Grateful Dead, which is like one of their later pieces before the Dead were done. So that kind of jives. Like I want to say it was like 86 or 87 was Touch of Grey.
Yeah, it sounds about right. I remember being all over MTV as a kid. I really like it was very funny. That song, because it was the Skeletons and it was you know,
great video
in the 80s. I was all over MTV.
Yeah. And it was really their only MTV song because most of their songs were before MTV. So, yeah.
True. All right. So that's going to do it for us and the Flashcast. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, go listen to Craig Finn's People of Substance from the upcoming album Always Been, April 4th. As he said, he named it that because he's always been, which Craig Finn. So that's the guy we're here. Thanks all for listening. If you like what we do, give us a like or a follow. Tell your friends. You can find us on any social media. Gasper, why don't you tell them the best spot to reach out? And if you want to leave a message, I think Mike's got a spot where you could do that too.
Right. So the best spot to find all our social media, our email, or anything Hood Rat Recap is our link tree, which is linktr.ee/thehoodratrecap. And we recently redesigned it and are pretty proud of it. So please do check it out. And if they do want to leave us a message and hear their own voice on our episodes, where can they do that, Mike?
I'm so glad you asked, Gasper. They can leave it on the link tree because you did a great job redesigning that, and there's a little link there. Or you can simply click on the link on the show notes to this very episode and just speak into your phone and leave us a little voicemail. Let us know what you're thinking of this new song. We'd love to hear it.
Awesome. And you know what? In the show notes, we'll also throw up the links to where to get the Craig Finn record and all that. So check those out as well. But that's going to do it for us. I'm Gasper. That's Mike. That's Kevin. And us guys and all you guys and gals, we are all the Hood Rat Recap. Trust him. Maybe you could put me in touch with some people of substance. Spend way too much time with people without any substance.
And I am a person of substance.
A person. You look like a person on substance right now.
You just made the tail end, by the way.
I am a person of substance. Thank you.
You look like a person holding substance right now.
Stop. People are going to.
It just gets better. I'm going to keep this rolling.
I'm going to have the law at my door looking for substances, and the best I'm going to have is dog food. Thanks.
Oh, all right. You're on Zen. You're totally.